This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, popular speaker, and the author of 20 books, including the book Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and writing in children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
It's important for parents to monitor what public schools are teaching their children and also what the schools are not teaching. If you want your children to grow up to be patriotic citizens, they must be taught American history as it really happened, not as the liberals wish it had happened. It's become pretty clear that the liberals would like to wipe out our religious heritage and pretend we've always been a very secular nation. Today's schools seem to be more concerned with teaching our kids a philosophy of political correctness, diversity, multiculturalism, and feminism. One way to teach the truth about our heritage and dispel false myths is to take a trip to Washington, D.C., and read the many religious inscriptions that are engraved in stone on our famous monuments. Another way is to honor our nation's birthday today, the 4th of July, by reading and rereading the Declaration of Independence. As you read the Declaration of Independence on this 4th of July, reflect on the fact that it is America's great religious document, the official affirmation by the American people of their belief and faith in God. The Declaration affirms God's existence as a self-evident truth that requires no further discussion or debate. The nation created by the Great Declaration is God's country. The rights it defines are God-given. The actions of its signers were God-inspired. Many of the men who signed the Declaration paid for their courage with their lives and fortunes, and that's why we are able to enjoy our freedom and independence today. The Declaration contains 5 references to God: God as supreme lawmaker, God as creator of all men, God as the source of all rights, God as the world's supreme judge, and God as our protector on whom we can rely.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Welcome to the Bob Tuskin Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuskin.
All right, we got an exciting hour number 3 to wrap things up tonight. Steve is hanging out with us, and we're going to keep the phone lines open at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Before we go back to the phone lines, Steve, I got a couple stories that caught my eye.
Okay.
The first is the State of Israel forcing all Arabs to register their race with the government. Supremacy, folks, is something that I do not support in any capacity. I don't like it. We had the debate on the show where we had people call up and make an argument for having a white state. I don't agree with it. I don't agree with what the Zionist supremacist state of Israel is doing. The Supreme Court in Jerusalem has rejected a request by 21 people to be registered as Israeli nationals rather than Jews or Arabs. Israel's population register does not allow Israeli nationality. Petitioners say this is a undemocratic and exposes minority to discrimination.
Yeah.
Most of the activists are described in the population registry as Jewish. In the 26-page ruling, the court explained it did not have the authority to determine ethnicity or statehood. In an editorial, the Haaretz newspaper described the move as a defeat for Israeliness. Well, Israeliness doesn't really exist. We have Ashkenazis and whatnot, and that's a whole convoluted issue altogether. But there you go, folks.
Yeah, you know, the question is, I mean, what if they require Jews to genetically be determined whether they're Ashkenazi or Sephardic?
Yeah, you'll find that most of them aren't really Jewish. What about Sephardics, the real Jews? What about the persecution of the Ethiopians and so on and so forth? It's a big crock. Hey, guess what, Steve?
What?
We're going to have, this year, Turkey and Lakas.
You know why? Why?
You know why?
Why?
It's Thanksgiving-ka this year.
Ah, Thanksgiving-ka. I like that.
There's a rare convergence this year of Thanksgiving and the start of Hanukkah.
I didn't know that. Oh, that's good. That's good. It's good. Hanukkah is very early then this year, isn't it?
Very early.
Yeah.
So you can light your menorahs, spin your dreidels, gather your gelt, and have turkey.
And play Yahtzee.
No, Yahtzee's not a Hanukkah thing.
I thought it was. What is it? What is the Hanukkah game that everybody plays?
Dreidel.
Dreidel. The dreidel. Yeah, okay. Well,
come on, Steve, you schmetrick. Right. Get with it here. Steve is
here.
Oi. All right. Let's go to the phone lines. Mr. Producer, are you back? All right, we're going to go to Edwin in Puerto Rico. I like Edwin in Puerto Rico. ¿Qué pasó, Edwin?
Everything's okay. I was listening to the program fairly about a couple of weeks already on your program, but I put a ban on deodorant. We don't use deodorant, at least some regular store bought deodorant.
Oh, right on, yeah, because it has aluminum in it. It's nasty stuff. We don't use it either. What do you use as an alternative? I actually came across an article today talking about foods that you can eat that will, prohibit the BO smell from getting into your pits. But I've heard all sorts of different things to use, from limes to baking soda to you name it. What do you use?
Well, I was looking into in a computer. They were saying about some powder. I don't even remember the name, but as far as baking soda, I hear that baking soda got aluminum also in there.
Yeah, you might be right about that. That's a good point. Although there's aluminum-free baking soda that you can buy.
Everything's hard to find in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, man, I can imagine, except the chupacabras. The chupacabras are everywhere.
Well, the chupacabras are, I consider them from the UFOs.
Okay.
Okay. They're the UFOs dogs. Aren't they the aliens' dogs?
The pets of the UFO.
They got loose.
Fred, have you, Edwin, have you seen a chupacabra?
No.
Okay.
I live like in the west coast of Puerto Rico, and I don't think they're around that area.
Okay.
They're more like into. And the
Junque. See, okay. Yeah, I've spent some time in Puerto Rico, not a lot of time. I've spent more time in the Virgin Islands, not too far from you guys.
Okay.
Beautiful down there, man.
Yes, it is. I like the winters over here.
Oh, yeah, the winters are nice. The summers are not too bad. Hey, Edwin, do me a favor and get an event and fly me down there. Come for free. Just help me with my flight.
I'll check into it.
Yeah, if I come, I require mofongo.
Huh?
If I come to speak, I require genetically modified free mofongo.
Oh, okay. That sounds good.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. Anything else you ban, Edwin?
A lot of stuff, but mainly the deodorant. I'm trying to find somebody through a landline, a company that I can get to it.
Why don't we ask the listeners if you have any tips for Edwin as a good alternative? Because I'd love to hear it too. I've heard many different things, and it's hard to tell which ones actually work.
Yeah. Okay, I'm going
to
let you go.
Thank you for your call. Good to hear from you.
Yeah, cool. We have friends down in Puerto Rico. We have friends in Canada. We have friends all over the world. We appreciate all of you folks. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Michigan. Sure. Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines and speak with Fred in California. We're going from Puerto Rico to California. What's up, Fred?
Oh, geez. Not a whole lot, living along the central coast of California is not a good idea right now with Fukushima, but I have a question for both of you and your listeners, too, concerning krill oil and fish oil pills, supplement pills.
Okay.
I have them in my diet, and that has to do with, of course, radioactivity and this whole developing issue with Fukushima. So I'm trying to get answers on that because I'm going to have to cut that out until I find out.
You're right. It's unfortunate that you'll have to cut it out. There's got to be krill oil and fish oil that's not contaminated yet. You would believe that's got to be the case, but it's very hard to find.
It is, and it's really tough to get the manufacturers to come out with anything you can trust.
Right. That's the other thing. They don't tell you where they're getting their sources from.
I want to thank you for citing your sources on these foods that you've been mentioning tonight. It's such it really matters a lot because I follow up on them. And also, too, anyone who's listening to RVN, please donate and donate to Bob. I haven't done it yet. I will tomorrow, Bob, because I say this all the time. I will donate to your show because I make a big point of listening to your program every night now.
Thanks, friend.
Yeah, it's a great time slot, and you guys do a really great job. And, you know, I'm disabled, and I've had about 12 years to vet out websites, you know, and separate the wheat from the chaff. And for those out there that are new to RBN, it doesn't get much better than this. And, again, thank you.
Well, thank you, Fred. They can go to our website, Bob Tuscan. .com, and we'll be back with more calls in just a little bit.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with 2 Black Berkey purification elements, 1 shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and 1 Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, 1 shower filter and 1 sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The first sun of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth.
All right, so we're keeping the phone lines open, Steve. Is that all right with you?
Just fine with me. We got a lot of great callers coming in, too.
All right, 800-313-9443. If you want to jump on board, feel free to do so. Dial us toll-free. Get out your crayon. Write down this number. It's 800-313-9443. And let's go back to the phone lines. Let's see here. Who do I want to talk to? I want to talk to everyone, but let's start with Eddie. Hello, Eddie.
Oh. Hi, how are you? Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay, great. Listen, I just want to make three comments.
How about three and a half comments?
Okay, make it 3.5. We'll extend the last one.
Sounds good.
Number one is a great substitute for deodorant. Hey, what about soap and water? You know?
That works.
It does it for me.
All right.
Number two.
But Eddie, you smell, man.
I do.
He smells like soap.
That's why I use soap and water.
Okay.
That's
that
how
works.
I want to smell.
Eddie, ever use some chupacabra as a deodorant?
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that because that's comment number two. Chupacabra.
Is it really?
Yes. Those are an urban legend. There's no such thing, okay? But, you know, what can we do about that?
I was having fun.
Yeah, I know. I've been to the Virgin Islands and to Puerto Rico, actually. It's a nice place.
It is.
Comment number three is, listen, if the Jews want to have a Jewish-only state, okay, it should be created in the marketplace. And what I mean by that is the state should be so fabulous, so far ahead of everybody else in technology, have such a low infant mortality rate. It should be so fabulous to live there, okay, that even a filthy anti-Semite like me would want to go there and convert, okay? It just cannot be that I say or you say or anybody says, hey, you know what, this land is ours just because God gave it to us.
Right.
Anybody can say that. That is buckus, man.
I agree. Totally agree. They originally looked at South America to establish the state, rather, of Israel. And I agree, Eddie, being a very self-hating Jew, I definitely agree with you. Well, Eddie, thank you for the call. L'chaim, my friend.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, take care. Let's go to Jerry now. What's up, Jerry? Jerry, you still with us, man?
Yeah, how you doing, Bob?
Hey, same stuff for
a while. I was just going to ask you. I mean, I just heard something on John Moore is on at 6 a.m. on RBN in the morning.
That's true, man.
Yeah, I hear you. But he made a comment about at least a dozen, if not more, C-130 transport planes flew into Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio and unloaded a whole bunch of Chinese troops.
We've heard reports like this over the years. Is this legit? I've heard several reports along these lines over the years, and I never hear anything more about them after the initial shock of hearing the headline. I mean, what other sources do we have on this?
Well, the only source he has is two credible sources, and I mean, I kind of trust John Moore because I like his style anyway, you know. And
sure.
Something else too is Saturday on Farron Show. It was a guy who called in. I lost my train of thought on this one, but that was.
What did he say? Was he the guy who? I think we had a guy call my show about the. The graves, the mass graves. Is this the same guy, maybe?
No, this was, it was John from Tennessee.
Okay.
And he called in, and he tied a whole bunch of things together with the Bible and everything else like that.
Interesting.
As far as, like, Joe Biden, Sarah Palin, Barack Obama, and he looked up the names and everything else like that.
And they're all in the Bible?
As far as the Hebrew numeric code for, A equals 1, B equals 2, and so on and so forth, and you come up with the numbers of the name. Everybody's a number. So, but I don't know, it was just kind of interesting.
Barack Obama certainly has made a number of his office.
Well, I think he's failing as the puppet. The puppet masters are not happy with him because he didn't get the guns, he didn't get Syria yet. So,
well, but I wonder how incremental this is. I mean,
well, it's sort of like all the other presidents who failed. They were one-term presidents.
Yeah, that's true. You know? Well, he was a two-term failure. Thanks for the call, Jerry. Always good to hear from you, man. Stay in touch.
Oh, no problem, Bob. Have a good one. Bye.
You too. Take care.
I've heard some things rumbling about Ohio, though, at the moment, and I'm not sure. I was looking through my notes to see there is something going on up there at the moment. Yeah, and I'm trying to track on what...
I don't know about these Chinese troops, though. You know, usually I hear about, I think of Steve Quayle. Let's go to his website. What is it? SteveQuayle.com and see if there's anything on there. Steve Quayle. Yeah, I don't know. Folks, let's put it this way. I keep an open mind. I look for the truth. And even if something on the surface seems to be far out, I keep an open mind. I don't see anything from just skimming here. So if you have any updates, if you have any more info on that, I'd love to hear it. 800-313-9443, and we'll go back to the phone lines and talk with Lance. Hello, Lance.
Hello.
What's up, man?
Hello? Yeah, I'm here.
Yes, so am I. What's up? Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Loud and clear. Okay.
I can hear you.
I just joined your show about an hour ago.
I just joined your show, too, about an hour ago. It's a great show. Love it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Probably kind of boring, cleaning my basement. But anyway, I had a few comments on some things that you were excluding.
Oh, please do. Well, I'm sure we were excluding a lot of things, so help us gather a fairly comprehensive list here. Go ahead.
Okay. If I bring up something that you've already talked about, please let me know.
Okay.
Deodorant.
We just mentioned deodorant. Yep.
Right. Well, there's an awesome natural deodorant. It's called mineral salt.
Mineral salt.
And it looks like a crystal. You can buy it at
crystal
any natural
deodorant.
Food store. And I've been using it for about 20 years, and it works wonderfully. It kills the bacteria, which is one of the things that a regular deodorant does. It doesn't have any smell to it. But it kills the bacteria that cause odors. And it doesn't plug your pores up, and there's no toxins in it.
Say the name of this again. Mineral salt. Crystal deodorant, right?
Yep.
Yeah, good stuff.
And it's really...
I
buy, about one stick every 5 years for like $3.
You're kidding me.
Uh-uh.
That would put the deodorant companies out of business.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, so what else have we excluded?
Well, I'm not sure if you included this or not, but household soaps. A few years back, I belonged to Melaleuca, and I don't belong anymore because I couldn't afford it, but while I... belonged, I ordered a whole bunch of concentrate household soap, and I just dilute that down in a spray bottle, and I use it for everything, for cleaning my bathtub, my toilet, my kitchen sink, my bathroom, everything. And I have an uncle who makes his own soap out of Fell's naphtha, and he does the same thing. He just dilutes it down with water, puts it in a spray bottle, and cleans everything with it. And I have excluded all chemical cleaners from my house.
Awesome.
You know,
it's important to get rid of all that nasty stuff. Hey, folks, more calls when we come back in just seconds.
The Bob Justin Show.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system and fire piston, or you just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today, toll-free, at 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Visit CampingSurvival.com now and receive 5% off any purchase with the code FREEDOM. CampingSurvival.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right.
Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
Overwhelming when you start to list all of these poisons in our food and water and in our general environment. I mean, geez, it's like,
sure,
I think the reaction a lot of people have is, well, what isn't poisonous?
Yeah, and you know, as we've said before, Bob, it takes years and years and years before studies are done, and for the most part, there's really no follow-up done by any of this. The FDA, you know, they look at these short-term studies, 6 months, 18 months, maybe. And then they just release stuff out on the market, and then we find out later how dangerous it really turns out to be, especially drugs, you know, not just foods, but drugs. And, of course, foods are the things that are being consumed daily by millions of people.
Well, Steve, my recommendation is for our listeners to just take baby steps. A lot of you have already omitted many of these things from your environment. But if it's overwhelming to you, just start, you know, filter your water, get the fluoride out, you know, kind of deal with the basics and then work your way up, so to speak. Another thing that came to mind, Steve, that I think people should watch out for is their clothing. That's right, your clothing. Now, maybe this is a bizarre argument to be a nudist, but that doesn't always work if you have a normal job. So watch what you wear. There are all sorts of toxins in our clothing, from the polyester to the treatment that is given to the cotton, the genetically modified cotton and the pesticides used in the cotton growth. All of this goes on your clothes, and, well, you are what you wear. No, that's not the saying. You are what you eat. But you get the point. It's nasty stuff.
Yeah, there really is, and the dyes as well. You know, there's been some study here, and I think there's some validity to it, that bra straps could be part of the reasons why we're having such an outgrowth of breast cancer. Yeah, yeah, I mean, I know it sounds kind of ridiculous, but the fact is, you know, you have your lymph glands right underneath your armpits,
mm-hmm.
and if your lymph isn't able, your lymph system isn't able to cleanse toxins, a lot of these carcinogens and things like that that your body is trying to expel can get caught there. So this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I think everybody knows that by now. And I thought I'd mention it. I don't know what yep. the studies are. Friends, I don't want to, we're not here to try to incite some kind of a witch hunt or a paranoia, but we're asking for studies and an honest analysis of these things so that we can actually find out what's really going on. And that is not happening. You know, I think
absolutely.
If they're not going to allow us to demand that the posting of genetically modified foods should be on the labels, I think it's time for companies who have products that don't have genetically modified organisms or foods in there to put that plainly on the label. No genetically modified foods or additives in this product. I mean, what's to stop them from doing that? I think, if you know, let's take the positive. If they can't eliminate the negative, let's emphasize the positive in our foods and at least try to save. And I've seen things recently. I'm buying Raisin Bran now that says no high corn fructose in it, right on the front of the cover. You know, I think
don't buy the Raisin Bran, Steve.
Is that bad, really?
BHT.
BHT. Oh, well, I'll have to look for BHT. I don't get the high fructose corn syrup, but I do. I may get BHT. I'll read the labels a little closer.
There's other stuff, man. It's poisonous, dude. It's hard. All the stuff that we used to think was all right, tasted good anyways. Nah, it's nasty stuff. All right, so Steve, we're going to keep, if I can speak here, geez, we're going to keep taking calls here for the rest of the hour, okay? 800-313-9443. We'll keep this thread going as to what we should avoid, what we should ban in our households and so on and so forth. So feel free to call us up on that at 800-313-9443. I'll also tell you about how the bees are getting blinded by polluted scents. There's a new insight on the colony collapse disorder that we've been telling about for years now. We've been covering the colony collapse disorder, and according to a new study published in Scientific Reports, they're having a problem with their scents, and we'll tell you how that is creating or possibly adding to the bee colony collapse disorder. So I'll get to that. That's a very important story, because without the bees, much of our food will not be pollinated and will not be able to be distributed as a result. All right, so back to the phone lines. Lance had another point he'd like to get to. Go ahead, Lance.
Hear me?
I can.
Okay. Last point, well, two if I have time. One is sunglasses. Our body was made wonderfully, and it has this ability to produce enzymes when we can see the sun. If we're outside and the sun is shining, our body produces enzymes that are extracted into the skin that protect us from the harmful rays of the sun. We put sunglasses on, and our body goes, oh, it's night, there's no sun out, and we don't need to produce these enzymes.
Interesting.
The body.
I had never heard that one. That is completely brand new to me. I've never been a big sunglasses guy. They kind of look cool. I found a real nice pair once on the road, an expensive pair, and I never could get into the hang of wearing them. So maybe that's my natural intuition not to.
Well, it is. It's like when you're talking about sunscreen. You know, I mean, got by without that for thousands of years, and I don't know exactly how this statistics pertains to skin cancer, but in college a few years back. I did a speech, and I did it on the medical industry. And one of the statistics that I found was that in 1950, 1 out of 10,000 people got cancer. And this was, I don't know, 6 or 7 years ago. And at that time, almost 1 out of 2 people would get cancer in their lifetime. So, I mean, from 1 to 10,000 to 1 out of 2. And I'm sure that the popularity of being cool and wearing sunglasses and, you know, skin cancer factors into that.
It might.
Right.
I mean, the eye is a part of the brain. And, I mean, that's what they
forget the third eye, the pineal gland.
There you
yeah.
go.
What I'm telling you about the enzymes is a proven fact. This isn't a theory. This is.
All right.
I mean, you can look it up, Google it, and you'll find all kinds of scientific articles where, you know, I mean, this is a fact that our body produces this enzyme.
Awesome stuff, Lance. Last point.
Chupacabra. Chupacabra has been discovered. It is a real animal.
Okay.
It's a hairless, dog-like creature.
I thought it was a goat-like creature.
Calluses on its hind end. Runs very fast.
It eats goats.
The DNA on it. It doesn't register with anything, so it's a brand new breed. You know, there are speculations as to how it came about.
Do you have one, Lance?
No, I don't. But you can do some research on it. There have actually been a lot of them that have been caught and killed. They're making their way through Texas. And, okay. you know, sightings are becoming a lot more prevalent. And so there, but it's not a, like the picture show. It looks like a dog.
All right.
A hairless dog.
Well, that's enough cryptozoology for one show for me, Lance. But thank you for that. I appreciate it. All right. They exist, folks. Chupacabras. Our president's a chupacabra, Steve, I think. Isn't he?
I thought he was from Kenya.
Oh, that's right. They don't have chupacabras in Kenya. All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Ron, are you calling to tell me about chupacabras?
Well, good evening, gentlemen.
I'll take that as a no. How are you?
Okay. Always room for improvement. Hey, just a couple of quick comments, if I can get them quickly conveyed. I have a long way to go to get organic down here at my place here in Pennsylvania. But one thing I won't tolerate in the house is oleomargarine. In fact, on the law book in Pennsylvania, it is outlawed, but they still sell it in the stores. And that is oil and water whipped up at turbo speeds. And if you guys want to go ahead and eat that stuff, that's up to you. I wouldn't even use it to lubricate a skid with. Anything that I use is butter or organic if at all possible. Commentary on the military, the troops coming over and foreign troops and so forth. It might bear further investigation, but back in the 60s when I was in the military during Vietnam times, I was not over there, it was not uncommon in basic training for us to see Vietnamese, South Vietnamese Army officers down there training in certain parts of the base. And when we had time to go to Virginia Beach once in a while, it's common to see exchange soldiers. They've had them for decades down there. So the military does have a program for that. Now, whether it went beyond just a simple exchange of troops, us with them and them with us, airline pilots do the same thing today, I don't know. Somebody might want to check that out a little further. And as far as the food, two comments quickly on that. I have a ham radio license.
All right, hey, Ron, I want to get to these comments, but can you hold over the break?
Yes, I can.
All right, let's do it on the other side. Stay on the edge of your seats, folks. Ron's two comments coming up.
Justin Show.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's S-T-E-M-G-E-V-I-T-Y. Stemgevity.com.
Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site, again, is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Veteran-owned and operated.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We're singing the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearer. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Tonight on the Bob Tuscan Show. Went by fast, Steve.
Yes, it really did, and we've had some great callers. You know, I like these folks. I was wondering where our friend in Idaho was from. He was from my old home, not hometown, but my other town, Pocatello. So, you know, he's probably from
Georgia. I didn't know you were from Pocatello at some point. That's where you were on the news, right?
Yeah, that's where I worked at a TV station, the ABC affiliate there for a little while. It was interesting experience, even in Idaho.
I lived in North Central, not North Central, in Northern Idaho.
Yeah, we both have our own private Idaho story.
We do. Idaho's a beautiful state.
It really is. Love it.
We'll finish off with final points, final calls here. I want to get to Ron's call in just a second. I was going to say something.
You were going to tell us about something. What was it?
What was I going to tell you about?
We had some subject we were talking about. Oh, we were talking about, we're getting back to the comments about the exchange and military. You know, we have had Russian troops here in Colorado that was admitted recently that there were these training brigades of 20, and they said they were here visiting for a little while. And it turns out there were actually 10 of them. There were over 200 Russian troops in Colorado, and each with 20 members of these platoons or whatever they were, companies that were here. So there were far more than what we found out about. I mean, they admitted that there was one visiting, and it turned out there were nine more of these little companies here. And that was very interesting. So, I mean, there's been talk about what could possibly happen with this drill coming up on the 13th, Friday the 13th of November.
Oh, we're definitely keeping our eyes on that, folks.
Yeah.
Hopefully it'll turn out to be nothing, but who knows. You want to say something?
Well, I was just going to say, should we get back with Ron and see what...
Yeah, let's get back to Ron, let him finish his 2 points. All of our listeners were at the edge of their seats, Ron, waiting for your wise words and your last 2 points. Go ahead, sir.
Ham radio license, and about a couple times a week I talk to an old-timer that is very, very well-grounded in the field. And interestingly, he borrowed a Geiger counter off of a friend of his. It's known to be a good instrument, that particular one. I don't know if mine can be zapped up or not. So he goes around and he checks a few things out. He checked the rainwater. He checked a radium dials on these very, very old West clocks, some food, and something else. He checked some tuna fish, zero reading on everything except the little black flecks that are in Starkist brand albacore packed in water, I think from Thailand. They kicked the needle. So it appears that the little bits of skin are absorbent in the radioactivity, yet to be released into the meat, but we don't know how old the fish was. So this is that any of that stuff, if you want to avoid it, it probably would be a keen idea not to get into it or get there with your tweezers and pick out every little morsel of skin and discard it.
That'll take a while, yeah.
That sure would, so forget the tuna fish. Also,
I don't like it, by the way, anyways. It's kind of...
I like tuna fish, but I just kind of lost my taste after the other week when I talked to him.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah. Now, beef. Well, a friend of mine used to raise organic turkeys, and you've never eaten anything till you eat one of those that haven't been poisoned to death. A turkey is an eating machine. They're cost prohibitive to raise, so they pump them with chemicals, and that's why you're conked out after the Thanksgiving dinner.
Happy Thanksgiving, tryptophan and all.
Oh, yeah. Now, beef. Kobe beef, for example, it's actually called Wagyu in Japan. And
right.
Three countries are big into that, Australia, Japan, and the United States. And there's a doctor nearby
here. These are
here.
Cows that are raised and pampered, if you will.
Oh, yeah, they're babied, pampered, they're fed sake, sure. They're massaged, you name it. I guess they even talk to them. I don't know what they do. But there's a doctor around here that has a very small herd, and he has them under armed guard. Because I don't know if it's the stud bull or the cows at $42,000 a cow.
Wow.
Now, a friend of mine that's organic, he's about 95%. He does a lot of smoking, and there's a commentary on that in about a moment. He bought some scraps off of the doctors, the trimming and so forth, and the beef is phenomenal. And if anybody says they can sell in a restaurant, we have a guy here claiming burgers for $6 a piece. He's full of it, and not beef either. There's just no way when they're getting $44 a piece for a burger up in New York City.
Are these grass-fed?
Yeah.
They're grass-fed, free-range, and grass-fed?
Yeah.
Because, you know, grass-fed beef is oftentimes a little tougher.
Well, there's no artificialness. Now, I don't know if he gives them any grain, but he gives them none of the garbage. Totally organic, and the guy can afford to do it. But they are very, very pampered. In fact, that's the way we should raise all of our beef, really, and all our other animals. People are just too dependent.
We should have respect for the animals. I mean, this notion that we should have factory farms where they're treated like animals, for lack of a better term, it's discouraging. It's not the way nature works. It's not the way things should be.
No. No, and One last comment. I've got a pile more for another day. He also, a friend of mine, smokes his own meat. Now, he smokes with apple, real wood, none of the liquid stuff, a combination of apple or cherry or hickory or mesquite or any of the nut trees, plum wood. When apple wood is used to smoke meat, and he does it the old-fashioned way, for some reason it introduces a craving into you to eat more. None of the other smokes will do that. Why, I don't know. So if you're getting exclusively smoked apple-smoked meat, you're going to be wanting to eat more of it. And it imparts a nice taste to the food, but to raise yourself on all organics takes a lot of work. He has the knowledge, and I have the literature, and I think a lot of that stuff is going to be lost to antiquity and history, because our younger people just don't want to get into that. The elderberry wines and the vegetables and the fruits, you're just not going to see this unless you preserve it yourself.
Well, we can't be ageist about it, Ron. I think this is a trend growing in all age brackets. So, you know, there's people your age and people younger who don't get it, and then there are people like us who get it. So,
well, I'm a little bit older than probably most people. I'm 66.
So. Oh, you're older than everyone.
Well, yeah, probably as old as ashes, you know.
You're about four times my age.
Holy mackerel.
Hey,
well, now's
15.
A good time for you to go ahead and bone up on all this stuff and just sock it away and go ahead and do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, well, we're working on this young generation, you and me, buddy. Bob.
You old whippersnappers.
I'm an old whippersnapper. I'm kind of in your category, too. So, you're right, though. The younger generation is starting to awaken to this stuff, and we need to pass it on before it's lost. Because
hey, if they ask, we'll tell them. It's no problem.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, take care, gentlemen.
Kids today, they don't know where their food comes from. They think, here I am joining in on the ageist rhetoric. But most people today don't know where their food comes from, not kids. Most people. You know, where does the carrot come from? The store, the produce section. Where does your meat come from? Package, the store. I mean, they don't understand the process involved. And when they get out of touch with their food supply, they're in for a rude awakening. The same can be said about the bees here, and I'll finish on this new study that shows that bees are getting blinded and polluted by scents, and this might be aiding to the colony collapse disorder that we've seen in bees. One in three mouthfuls of our food depends on bee pollination, but people don't realize that. One in three mouthfuls of our food depends on bee pollination. And if we don't have the bees pollinating, if the bees die off, well, folks, we are in for a rude awakening. We are going to face some serious problems. And I'll let you Google that new study to read more about it, because we're just about out of time tonight. Steve, thanks as always, man.
Yeah, what's coming up this week real quick here, Bob? Who else you got going on?
Oh, let's see. You're putting me on the spot here. I have a few guests scheduled. We have a group coming on about the HPV vax. Talk a little bit about the Gardasil company and the vaccines of that nature. A bunch of other stuff that people have to stay tuned for to find out. If they want to donate, they can do so by going to the website bobtuskin.com. That's T-U-S-K-I-N. Don't make any money doing this, so your donations are greatly appreciated. And we'll be back at it tomorrow night. Steve will ride shotgun with us for Wednesday. But tomorrow, I promise, we got a great show prepared for you as well. Until then, love you guys. Take care.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuskin Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds. With finance.